Exclusive, Trump book publisher Sergio Gore, We Can't Keep Up With the Demand. By Hannah Blow on January 22, 2022. President Trump's book publisher Winning Team Publishing cannot keep up with the demand for his latest book. Our Journey Together, Sergio Gore, president of the publishing company, told Breitbart News Saturday, adding that they are currently facing a paper shortage in Biden's America, affecting the speed of distribution. Gore briefly explained what inspired both himself and Donald Trump Jr. to start the company. All across our culture, he said, Americans have witnessed the left trying to cancel conservatives, as seen on social media, TV, and the publishing industry. He noted that he has worked with numerous members of Congress who have been canceled and censored or been told, listen, you just can't write this, by left-wing publishers. Conservative books outsell liberal books almost always, Gore said, yet they are too often stuck trying to publish books with left-wing publishers who seek to undermine them. That inspired in Trump Jr. and Gore to start the company, which kicked off its venture by publishing Trump's photo book, Our Journey Together. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Sergio Gore, January 22, 2022. The president understood this from the start. This is not self-publishing. We paid him a multi-million dollar advance to get the rights to this book, Gore said, noting he met with the president several times in Mar-a-Lago during the off-season, working on the book. Gore and his team narrowed photos from millions to thousands. And ultimately, Trump selected 320 and selected every caption. This is 100% pure President Donald Trump. And about 50 of them, he handwrote the captions, he said, noting that people love seeing the handwritten captions printed underneath some of the pictures with Trump's famous black Sharpie. You can't come up with these captions if you tried. It's 100% original him, calling Nancy Pelosi effing crazy. It's things along those lines. Talking about the wall. Talking about China. Talking about Russia. Talking about Congress. Every single thing that happened over the last 4 years is in there, Gore said, noting that the book sold 200,000 copies in the first 6 weeks of its release. However, a paper shortage struck in Biden's America. Only in Biden's America do you run out of paper. So we used one of the largest printers in America. They published thousands of different titles every year, he said, noting that they ran out of paper, creating delays for books across the board, not just Trump's. Thankfully, they are expecting another 100,000 delivered soon, and people can purchase it at 45books.com, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. We can't keep up with the demand, he said. A lot of the retailers want it. A lot of stores want it. The fastest way to get it is on our website 45books.com. The supply chain crisis, Gore emphasized, is real, hitting more than just grocery stores. They didn't have enough leather to bind the outside. They didn't have the gold leaves that goes, sick, on the title of the outside. They didn't have enough glue at one point. And so a lot of these things, we print in America. But yet some of these ingredients have to come from abroad because we just don't make them in America. So we pay extra because we support American jobs, he said, noting that they could have printed the book in China as many do, but Trump did not want to do that. Despite that, they are still at the mercy of the supply chain. And with that crisis, there is not enough paper to print the book. Part of it is new regulations, part of it is the supply chain. But it just, we've never had this happen before. I mean, this is a new problem. And you talk to retailers, you talk to Barnes & Noble, you talk to printers, it's all across, he said, adding that everyone has this problem. The book itself features some of Trump's favorite pictures and illustrates some of his favorite moments. Gore said Trump was proud of his ability to break out of the establishment mode in Washington, D.C. And many of the pictures reflect that, using images of the president and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un as an example. When Trump was president, missile testing was suspended and North Korea talked to the U.S., but Biden's presidency changed that. There are also images from Israel, Air Force One, and many more moments. It's an incredible book, but it really takes you through the 4 years, Gore said, highlighting one image from a State of the Union address which Democrat women attended, wearing white in protest. Trump's caption reads, I tried to make the women in white smile. Unfortunately, as hard as I tried, they still wouldn't smile. Another image features Pelosi with a sour face, prompting Trump's caption, disagreeing with Nancy Pelosi, such a natural thing. Overall, Gore said readers get the pure Trump in the book. He also noted that the signed edition of the book, which consisted of several thousands of signed copies, sold out in a day and a half. Some of those are being resold on eBay for $2,000, $3,000. It's unbelievable, he said, responding to Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle's remark that the book gives a window back in time. I don't think people could have guessed how fast we could get to the bottom, Gore said of Biden's presidency. Midterms can't come soon enough. And 2024 can't come soon enough. I hope he runs again and kicks Joe Biden's butt, Boyle added.